You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain, defeating the man of straw. Today is another installment in my series on verbal self-defense and fallacies of logic. Today we take on the straw man argument. This fallacy is called straw man because a straw man would be easier to knock down than a real opponent, something to which any martial artist can relate. In the straw man argument, the opponent restates your argument in a distorted and corrupted way, often accompanied by a sneer and a belittling tone. He then goes on to attack his weak version of your argument, somehow believing that this refutes your original claim. This type of argument works best when the audience is ignorant of your original argument. Let's look at some examples. Suppose you say something like, "Muay Thai is a good martial art." A person who disagrees and then uses a straw man argument might respond with something like, "If you spend all your time practicing Muay Thai, you'll be vulnerable when you're fighting on the ground." The first arguer never claimed you should spend all your time practicing Muay Thai. Another example might begin with the assertion, "The guard is a very useful grappling position to master." A possible straw man argument against this would go something like, "I would never put my back on the ground in a fight." This straw man argument implies that the first person who spoke wants to put his opponent in his guard and his back on the ground. Something makes this particular straw man argument a bit more subtle, for the simple reason that there are some grapplers out there who desire to have you in their guard. These grapplers are either those whose skills in the guard are at a very high level compared to those of their opponent, or they are misinformed and building their game in a foolish fashion. The truth is, as I see it, that you can't always stop an opponent from putting you on your back, especially if he or she is much bigger than you. And the guard can be a very effective way to survive being on your back, to tire your opponent, and finally, to reverse the position and get on top. While it is possible to force submission from the bottom of the guard, it is only advisable if it is easy. Thus, the first argument was not, "I like having the opponent in my guard," but, "The guard is a useful position to master." When applied to martial arts specifically, there exists a form of the straw man argument that has a significant nonverbal component. In this case, a misguided individual wants to show how easy it is, at least in his or her own mind, to counter a technique or style, especially one that the arguer wishes to disparage. The arguer then sets up conditions in which the technique being countered is done badly and without crucial elements of its context, be it timing or physical attributes or setup techniques. I know of an example of this where a skilled but misguided grappler was talking to a non-martial artist who had expressed interest in studying the Filipino martial arts. The grappler, wanting to lure him away from the FMA class to his grappling class, tried to dissuade him. His argument against the efficacy of the Filipino martial arts was to arm this clueless and somewhat frightened person with a padded stick, drag him onto the mat with him, and then challenge the poor fellow to prevent him from closing into grappling distance where the stick was much less dangerous. As if simply using a stick, with or without skill, is anything like a valid representation of the Filipino martial arts. Needless to say, this poor timid gentleman failed to stop the grappler from closing in. He had unwittingly become a physical manifestation of the straw man. So when you find yourself debating about the martial arts or any other topic, don't fall prey to this fallacy of logic. Don't allow the other person to frame your argument for you. And absolutely, don't use this tactic yourself. While we're on the subject of dealing with logical fallacies, be sure to guard carefully against becoming a skeptical jackass by crowing loudly to your debating opponent that his logic is in error, and acting as if you have scored points on him. This usually accomplishes very little and serves to further alienate your opponent. Remember that the best reason to debate is not to win, but to get closer to the truth. If it turns out that your opponent's argument is closer to the truth than yours, you still win, if only your ego will allow you to admit it. Any good scientist will tell you that changing your mind in the face of strong evidence and logic is a strength. It shows the maturity to overcome your baser instincts and is the only way science can work. If you see that your opponent is using a straw man argument, simply and calmly point out to him or her the difference between your actual statement and his or her restatement of it. Stay calm and seek the truth. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.